Welcome to The Reporter, a podcast made by students for students. I want to engage students within our current news cycle through storytelling and personal testimonial. I'll be interviewing pros and amateurs alike. We'll be talking about the media as well as our own projects. Everything about the information era, from entertainment all the way to hard journalism, including how to take advantage of an emerging market. Enjoy. I would like to bring to light what goes on in the media creation space, from entertainment to hard journalism. Monthly, I want to bring you, our guest, two shows. One by myself, where I research into a topic or I deep dive from what we were previously doing with my last guest, something like that. So one, which is essentially me going over journalistic fundamentals. So media communication, that's journalism, that's personal relations, that's social media and marketing, and that is also, it's what my first guest, Devin Green, is doing. He's an magazine editor. I want to complement the pod with additional supplemental website articles, because I have produced already a multitude of articles regarding, honestly, my own life, personal life, my previous roommate experience, and in the future, what I have in the works right now are articles regarding journalism. So, for example, I have what are the 8 core functions of mass media companies, and then, you know, on top of that, for the students, I also have an article in the works that details everything I did up to this point to create this show, because creating a podcast out of your bedroom, it takes some work, and that's without a doubt. Ultimately, I want to do my show my way. You know, a creative brand is only successful when its creator themselves are passionate and caring about the brand they want to invest their time in. What is the show? The show is going to be me and a guest talking about either the biggest news that's going on right now, the most important facts to pull from those stories, or they'll be about the field of journalism communications, or it will be about the field of media communications. And how do you, as a young adult, make your break on the world? Oftentimes, nowadays, it's gonna be through getting noticed, whether it be, you know, online, through a blog, through a vlog, what have you. And that's one of the reasons I am also publishing these pods onto YouTube, is because they are, I don't wanna say guaranteed, but there's so much more content when you add the video element as opposed to just audio. So when should you expect the first episode? Well, my first episode with Devin Green, magazine editor, comes out on October 16th. And, you know, bi-monthly, I'd like to do one episode at the beginning of the month, one episode in the middle of the month. And then every week, I'll be posting reels to supplement that, and, you know, on off weeks or on days where I'm not doing much with the pod, I will post articles instead, which are meant to supplement what I'm doing. On, you know, gives the reader extra context, stuff they didn't know about the show, and it gives me a chance to improve my journalistic skills, my writing skills, and my typing skills, and building confidence in myself as a brand. Who is Ricey Ryder, and why does he want to be a host so bad? So, okay. For starters, I published my first article at 16 for a now defunct platform called Big Head Baseball. And Big Head Baseball, God bless everyone involved in the project, was a fictional baseball league where players, or really just spectators, would create a player to be placed into a video game where an entire league of teams will simulate baseball seasons. You know, essentially, you have a player who who is the representation of yourself, and you basically watch the games, you watch your player play, you watch your team play. So that's when I decided to do my very first article. It was about my player getting drafted, as well as my team, and I think it was a good piece of PR, and I still think it's a piece that holds up today. And I want to say that was my real jumping off point for article writing. I am also a journalism student. I go to Everett Community College. I used to go to Western Washington University, but as it turns out, university is often for the more affluent, for the more wealthy. And, you know, I also want to prove to all of you that it doesn't take this nice bougie setup to create something that's really good. Because look at me, I'm doing it in my bedroom with a big flag in my background. You don't need all of these bougie things to be a student. You don't need all of these bougie things to start pursuing your career. And I want to prove that now. I want to prove that on a student's budget while also attending community college. God bless my parents. God bless myself living at home. I guess I'd say the last thing that makes me qualified is my experience in FBLA and DECA. And if you don't know what those are, they're essentially high school clubs for business and marketing. And 3 times a year they host events. There's regional, there's state, and then there's national competitions where you basically strut your stuff in a certain field, and the better you strut, the farther you get. So in FBLA, I did the journalism event, which, truth be told, was nothing more than a multiple choice test. But with just that, I was able to place second in state competition, and then I got to go to nationals because of it, and I had a lot of fun in Orlando. I met a lot of cool people. I attended cool conferences that presented a similar thing to this, which is, you know, how do you build your brand? How do you make a name for yourself as a professional? So why even start this pod in the first place, you may be asking me, or, you know, as I've asked myself plenty of times. But honestly, kicking this project off specifically, it starts with a friend of mine I've made through another friend of mine. His name is Ben Arthur. And if you don't know Ben Arthur, he is a reporter for Fox. He covers the NFL. And he is a national writer and reporter for Fox News. And I think that's something absolutely great. And it's not Fox News. I want to say Fox Sport, because it is what he does is entertainment, journalism, and that's a whole nother thing. But, you know, he gets paid the big bucks to travel and to go to sports games. So he really inspired me, because he's living what I believe myself to be the dream life. So honestly, the idea of a podcast came from Ben after our second interview, because I interviewed this guy 2 times, honestly, to do what I'm doing now, learn about the space, to educate myself. And he suggested the idea. It's like, hey, you're such a curious mind, why don't you go and start a podcast doing the exact same thing you've done with me? And I thought, damn, dude, why have I never thought of that? So now, you know, you get the branding together, you get the planning together. I really want to network with this show. And I want to meet new people, meet industry professionals. And I just have, honestly, I have a passion for asking questions, because I just want to know more. There's always more to something, to any given story. And one of the biggest core journalistic principles is, first of all, telling the facts. And then there's telling all sides of the story. I guess I'm the type of journalist where I'm never happy with a story, because it can never be full. I can never grasp the full picture. With this show as well, I don't just want it to be about myself networking and meeting professionals, but with the small community that we have here, it's truly a local place, a good place to find other people in a similar niche as you. My first interview with Devin, he knows a lot of guys in the industry, just guys that he's worked with. Same with my second guest, Moi Moi. I hope to have Ben Arthur on soon. my reporter friend. I hope to have my film teacher from high school in because he's such a cool guy. He's a singer, he's a track athlete, and now he is a video teacher. So he's done a lot in the course of his life. So as you can imagine, generate podcast content and to upload a podcast, it comes with a lot of steps you must put in place first. So to keep this ball rolling, I do have some steps in place. I have ricerider.com, which will house all of my podcasts, as well as all of my articles and all of my show notes. There is social medias, X, Threads, Instagram, Medium is mine for article publishing. And then there is also LinkedIn, my professional profile. I would definitely say I have the biggest following on Instagram because that is where, that's the internet ecosystem for my first guest and for the people he knows, stuff like that. And more about my first interview, actually, Devin Green. He's a excellent guy. He's a scholar at heart, and that's something that I believe is in short supply nowadays, is a true intellectual who is invested in their learning. We talked free speech, college campuses, faith, Christianity and Islam, and media consumption. I think this first interview is such an important one because Devin and I believe, truly set the tone for what we want the mood of our show to be. It's definitely the kind of vibe that I want, the vibe of scholarship, the vibe of true critique, and not being afraid to express your First Amendment rights. I hope you enjoyed this episode zero, and I hope you enjoy episode one coming out in a couple of weeks because I've had so much fun recording. It has been an absolute blast, and I'm proud to call myself Ricey Writer. I'm proud to have this show, and I'm proud to have listeners like you, loyal listeners who stick to the end of the show. Thank you so much for watching, so much for listening, so much for supporting my brand. Have a nice day.